schedule the council meeting. Madam Clerk, are you on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just give me that email. I want to jump in. With that being said, Pastor David Grady from the Cape Fear Baptist Church is here, and he's going to lead us in the invocation.
I sure will. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do come to you this evening with thankful hearts. We thank you so much for the good day that you've given us today. Thank you for the warm weather. Lord, we thank you for this meeting tonight. We know that government has been ordained by you, and we thank you, Lord, that you have assembled this group here tonight. You have ordained this local government for the protection of the citizens, the promotion of the citizens, the providing the citizens with the services they provide. We pray, God, that the meeting tonight would go according to the agenda. Lord, everything would be done decently and in order. And we just pray, God, that everything that's done, they would always seek your favor in going forward with whatever they do. We thank you again for the opportunity one more time to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
I got to
stand. I'd like to stand, join in pledge allegiance. Everybody standing? We're here. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Clerk, do we have any awards to be presented tonight?
No, sir.
If we have none of those, before we get to the consent agenda, can I have a motion to excuse Commissioner Dugan, who's home with the flu?
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Commissioner Dugan is excused. Approval of the consent agenda. Anybody have anything to add or to the consent agenda? Arlen, you're going to have a presentation about the police cars. That's all.
Yes.
And they're not going to repossess our new police cars. Arlen had the bank loan us some money, so.
All right.
Thanks, Arlen. Do I have a motion to adopt the consent agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. Any changes? Anyone need to add anything?
The resolution.
Ma'am?
Resolution 03.
On item number.
And the department head item.
Oh, okay. Department head items will add resolution R11-03. That is the approving of the loan for the police cars.
Where are you putting that?
Under department heads.
and they're extremely popular all around the county.
Once again, we said we're going to do two concerts in June, July, and August for a total of six. And we're requesting the same amount of funding that we did last year, which was $8,000, and that covered all the bands, it covered, and also the sound. Last year we did something different for the first time. The Chamber invested, I think it was $1,500, and we did some TV advertising, which we intend on doing again this year. And I think that really kicked it up a notch, because the crowds, to me, seemed a little bit larger than they were in the past. But we hope that y'all, this is through the ROT funds, it's not through taxpayer dollars, it's through the ROT funds, to pay for the hotels and motels, to pay for this. This is what the money is used for.
Anybody have any questions for Gail? Or sidekick back there? Gail? Yes.
And I've already mentioned this to Gail and to Greg. If and when we discuss this in our budget session, I'll be abstaining from any discussion or voting on it.
Okay. With that said, any other questions from Gail?
No.
I think everybody, you know, when I go down there, it's a well attended, and I think everyone has a great time, so I hope we're able to support it again. Well, you know, the handwriting is similar. You were signed up.
I just wanted to be sure I could speak if I had something.
Well, you just put that hand up, young lady. We'll Chuck will call on you. Right, Chuck?
Right.
Okay. Next on the agenda is discussion and consideration of the committee business, and item number one is our marketing committee. Butch Buchanan is here. And he and this young lady are going to discuss what all was going on with our marketing committee. And my hat is off to him. I sat through a 9-hour meeting, I think, the other day. And I had the list of all the members of that committee. They are meeting here at regular scheduled meetings. It's set third Tuesday, y'all meet it. And the next meeting, from March, will be rescheduled until March 11th, which is a Friday, because of some conflicting schedules. And it'll be at Town Hall at 11 o'clock. And Butch, if y'all will hold up, watch y'all come through. These are the RFPs that they have gone through for the choosing of a new advertising company for our marketing campaign. So Butch, with that, I'll let you take it away.
Okay.
And you stand up with him. You went to college. You got to stand up there with him.
Okay.
This is John Banham. We're both citizens of Fury Beach. We're not marketers. We're not doing all this stuff. We were brought in, and when I was brought in, they never told me how much money we were going to make. They said it's only going to be like one meeting a month. It might last 30 to 45 minutes. Well, like Dean said, last week or week before last, we had about a 9-hour session. And we've had three or four meetings a month. But we've had some very important things that I think we're doing. I feel good about being on this particular committee. I think it's just, I feel honored to be here. I feel honored to live in Fury Beach. Now I'm feeling honored to get by the sale of Fury Beach to our visitors and so forth.
What are the things about running out, Butch?
Well, you better not. You better not, Chief. So basically, you know, our role on the marketing committee is to be advisors to the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Wilmington. And we are, you know, that's basically what we're doing. But lately we've been looking at working with the design of a website for Wilmington and all the beaches. And we're also in the process of hiring a creative ad agency. And we're very, very close on that. And that's what this was about. We were brought in, basically, the Wilmington and Cape Fear Convention and District Bureau on behalf of Carolina Beach and Curie Beach Marketing Committees released a joint creative agency RFP, which is a request for proposal, on December 15th. It was advertised in the Star News. They also published an article on the RFP process. It was additionally posted on the county's and state purchasing website. In summary, it was promoted locally, countywide, statewide, and we also had someone from Florida that came up and made a presentation to us. So, but 10 creative agencies were received, proposals were received, and they were just real thick. I went in and Nancy handed them to me, and my eyes got big. I said, wow, this is crazy. We had to fill out 18 questions per thing. We had to do that. Then we got to do that. Then we met, went through each one of these, and then we selected our top three. We got the top three. We met with Carolina Beach, and they wanted to see two others. So we narrowed down our top three to were French West Vaughan from Raleigh, Clean Design from Raleigh, Gold Associates from Florida, and then two others were Red Moon from Charlotte and Bovar Kelly from Greensboro. So we met with them on February the 3rd, early morning. Our mayor was there with us all day, and it was interesting to see these people and see how they worked and so forth. And it was a lot of fun. We got out about 5, and we talked till about 5:30, I guess, that day. So that was a full day for sure. Now basically we picked Clean Design. All three beaches are going to be using this particular agency. They're located in Raleigh with three companies that specialize in different areas of advertising. And they form one full service creative agency, totally about 50 employees. They're excellent in brand truth. And their big thing is keep it simple, reveal what what matters, reveal what matters. And we like that. And they like that it's simple. They offered a fresh presentation approach. They did some research on 200 visitors who had been in our beaches, asked them a bunch of questions, and they're learning about the strengths and weaknesses according to this visitor perceptions and how they would strategically and creatively approach it. Media placement agency is another one. They give us a better discount. They can come in at 10% versus 15%. A media placement agency known for their negotiations of added value to paid media, their clean and concise reporting methods, a great social media, for example, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blogs, and so forth are also used. We felt like with all three beaches coming together, we'll have enough money that we can get more bang for our buck and therefore advertise better. And our main deal is to try to get more people down here who can put their heads in the beds. And we get so much tax money for that, and that's what this is all about. So basically, that's it. One thing that stood out, the strategic guy, Bill Campbell, is one of the associates in this organization, and he is well known nationwide for his strategic planning. And let's see, I think that's pretty much a ballpark of what we've done. We're getting together on the 11th, and if anybody wants to come join us, we're going to be meeting with this ad agency, and they're going to be asking a bunch of questions and going over some things.
Joan, have you got anything to add?
No, I think Bush did a great job. He covered pretty much everything.
They, and I, like I said, I was at the meeting, and they had all these RFPs, and they read every one of them. They asked pertinent questions. They were coming out like machine guns. I think that the advertising agencies were in shock that you knew as much about what they were discussing as everybody did. And I appreciate all the work y'all put into it. This, like Bush alluded to, this money that they use comes out of the first part of the room occupancy tax that's collected.
And we've enjoyed, we're still enjoying doing it.
One of the best things that came out of the meeting is that the three beach towns are really working together.
Right.
They're having joint meetings and they're emailing and texting each other back and forth and keeping up with the best points, I think, of all the advertising agencies.
All three beaches are in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're all have selected the same one that they selected.
And it's a great agency. It's very impressive.
Because one question while you're still standing there that came up today at your meeting, I think it was the opinion of everybody on your committee that we should never let Cure Beach lose its identity.
Right, exactly.
Even though it may be more advantageous financially to kind of lump in with Carolina Beach, but they wanted consistency of consensus of town council. But from my opinion, Cure Beach should always keep their own identity.
And that's how we feel. I think it's a place to join because they're our neighbors. People come to Wilmington, they say, gosh, there's three brief beaches, there's Whitesville Beach in Carolina, there's Cure Beach, and we're all different. Everybody's different, and we're playing on each other. Ann?
Well, one of the other reasons that we should keep our identity, besides the fact we are extremely distinguished out of the other beaches, Carolina Beach and Wrightsville, as far as the ROT is concerned, Cure Beach made more money with having smaller amounts of hotels. So we're maintaining more heads on beds, even though we have a smaller number of hotels to present. So people are consistently coming back for exactly what we have to offer. And that's where the ROT is coming from. We're our first 3%.
We need to invite all the motel owners to this meeting because, they're going, the new mainframe and all the other stuff that they've developed through this, it's basically real-time media. And if you were to have two rooms that weren't rented for the weekend, you can pop it right on there and offer some type of special. So this is going to be a win-win situation for motels to keep the motels full.
Thank you for all the hard work y'all done. Thank you, Joe. I have two comments. One, since we've been acknowledged as one of the ten most beautiful beaches in the country, I don't know if your committee has discussed it, but it would be nice to have that in small print on some of the advertising that we do.
It already is on the local. When I was chair of that committee last year, we already had that on. And it's also on our other committees.
Okay.
That we are in the top 10.
So any of you that want to come to that meeting on the 11th, people will be here and we have our chance to give us an input and make us, they can see who we really are. So I think the more people we have out there.
And like I said, the committee would like some input from the council, particularly about the standalone. They can combine, if it's a big ticket item with Carolina Cure Beach, if they want to do something together, like the fireworks for New Year's Eve, the ROC money, they can piggyback it together on things like that. It's a big item. So.
And another big thing, having the three beaches combined, we've got more buying power, you might say. We got more money together and said, all right, we're going to, all three of you, we're going to give you a little bit better deal. So they'll be negotiating on.
And there are different web pages for each beach, too.
We'll have our own separate
web page. It's not like we're all lumped in.
And that can be changed around, too.
My other comment was, and I've already provided you with some information on the National Association of Federal Employees, and retired federal employees are having their convention this year on Fletcher Island at the Marriott, over 200 people plus their spouses and families. And I would love to see us advertise in their booklet, like, Welcome to Cure Beach or Pleasure Island, and please come back, and especially for rentals or motels to let them know that there are things available they can rent when they come back.
Thank you, Alan. No, you're not ready yet.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not going to the ball game,
that's
how you get it. Thank
you.
And on the marketing committee thing, while we're on for just a second, Tony, David, Scotty, the mayor of Wrightsville Beach, and myself met with the folks at the convention center, and we're going to go before the Wilmington City Council and ask for some law space up there for some representation of the three beach towns that will kind of follow the artwork that they have, but we are not interested in the convention. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
All right, Tony. You're up.
I'll play
my favorite one. I'll get it. There we go.
Tony!
Good evening. I'm here to
everyone know what's been happening. Withers and Ravenel did layout for Gilwick's Park and three concept drawings of the tennis corral. The one, it's in your booklet, everyone, all the commissioners, if you look, you'll see the one that is looks like this. That is Joe Weeks Park. Everything is okay, except on the very end, 23, 24, and 25 parking spaces are eliminated. And everything on that drawing is up to par. Sonny likes it, Dennis likes it, it's a go. One thing that they forgot, that Sonny brought up, that we should install a fence in front of the basketball court, because now that is an active parking lot. It would save if there's some kids playing a basketball, if the ball happens to fall out of the court, they're not going to run into the parking lot to receive the ball. So we need to put up a fence, probably a 4-foot fence, in front of the basketball court. So everyone agrees to it. What I would like the commissioners to do would approve this drawing and adding a fence. Now the fence money is going to come out of SLAP's budget.
Okay. Could you tell me where the lighting is?
The lighting is not in there yet.
Okay. So
the lighting will be in there. That's one of the other things.
When we put the lighting in, will we have to dig up everything we put in there in order to install the lighting?
Let me finish, because lighting is on my agenda here. So I need the commissioners to approve this drawing as it is, so Sonny could start installing the bumpers and laying it out.
Well, like I was talking to you earlier, Tony, if we go in and install the bumpers and stuff now, then we're going to be taking them up during the for the Spring Festival. But that's where a lot of the stuff is going to go. So I don't know how timing-wise how y'all want to do that. I
mean, that's up to them. Whatever they would like to do is fine with me. I'm just getting the approval that this is okay for you to start at any time.
That this is okay with them.
With them to start.
Will there be any landscaping out here so it looks aesthetically pleasing?
No, I'm not in charge of landscaping. That would be beautification. And we just got this approved, so, you know, it's like little steps at a time. You can't do lighting, you can't do landscaping, you can't do anything until you have a basic design, which is okay. When this design is okay, then you can give it to the other committees to upgrade and look into. I know that's not your 5-year plan, but that's the only way we're able to do it.
Well, I'm just wondering, if you don't design it all at one time,
this is hard enough to design just on flats.
These places that landscaping could go if it were designed with the parking to begin with.
Well, the park looks the best it ever has, I think.
Yes.
And we didn't allocate monies for a landscape plan when we allocated it to the parking. So.
Well, Sonny and Dennis objectives what's his name? Harold?
Yes, they
all okay.
they all agreed to it.
They've already checked this plan. And
yes, they did, and they're happy with it. You could ask Sonny; he's right here.
Now, which what's its name is are we talking about here?
Sonny's all right. Sonny, you satisfied with it?
Yes, sir. I'm just tickled to death with it. but my point is, again, town council needs to give me a little bit of guidance on when they want to get this thing started. Like I said before, we have the Spring Festival that's going to be going in that park this year.
And it's going to go where the parking is.
And it's going to go, a lot of the stuff is going to go in there. So
that doesn't make any sense to do anything right now.
It would be April. We have time after that 26th of April or something to have it ready for May.
It shouldn't take us long once we get started to get the bumper blocks laid in and some road fencing and whatever we plan to do.
What about
for the little meeting area?
Let's let the golf between now and then.
Well, I don't think it's going to make a good difference for the guys playing the disc golf course. They're going to be clumping through the woods and clump across the parking lot. But Sonny and Tony together here. I could see going ahead and putting down the bumper blocks if they were not going to be in the way of this festival, because I certainly don't see putting them down, taking them back up. So, Sonny, I'd rather kind of leave that up to you, and if you can get it on your schedule, then do it.
Well, we'll probably do right after the festival, that week after that, go ahead and plan on giving them.
Because, you know, in two instances that I know, Tony, and I think you were down there when somebody tripped over one of the ones when we had them.
Well, that's another reason we don't want
it. We don't need a liability from them.
What about, as far as golf is concerned, it could be marked or used as a parking lot prior to putting in the bunkers?
Well, until we put the fence up for the basketball court, I say no parking in there whatsoever, because that's a dangerous situation as far as I'm concerned.
How much money are you talking about for that fence?
And I don't think a 4-foot fence is going to do it. I think we're going to need at least an 8 or a 10-foot fence going across that with some wings on the side. Yeah. So, to be honest with you, I planned on getting the price from Cedar. I didn't, but I will, and we'll get back to you.
So the consensus of council is with moving forward to put place in locks is
wait till the second meeting.
I'd like to make a motion to accept this plan so that other committees can go ahead with that plan and hold up on the bunker control. So I make a motion to accept this plan.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No, it's just that I want to make sure that we understand that Sonny's in charge of when, where, all the others, what's and where for is putting these in.
And my plan is the week after the Spring Festival.
You got it. It don't matter to me.
Okay.
But whatever you need to say is right. Right by me, Bob.
What about the fence? Do you want to give Sonny permission to go ahead and do that at his?
I'll talk with Tony and we'll go and look at a location and talk about the height, and we'll go from there and get it done.
Okay. Well, that said, all in favor, signal by saying aye. Accept this plan?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Tony.
Oh, that's the one item. Now, on the other drawing you have, Joey, the corral, concept one. There's three concepts in your book. Concept one. Well, as you're looking for it, concept one, everybody agrees to that concept to a point. We have a law in town where anything larger than 28 feet cannot be parked on the street, so we need RV parking in this lot. This is like an overflow lot. What we were talking about is removing the wooden fence, removing the planter in the front, and I'd have to ask your approval if we could contact DOT to make an entrance off of K Avenue. That's what Dennis Cooper suggests would be the best possible in and out for that lot.
And that was to minimize the traffic on the access to the fire department?
Yes, sir. That would be too much congestion.
Right.
And then with removing the fence and taking out the planters, we might be able to make the lot longer than what it is. We might not pick up any more parking spaces, but it'll be longer. Now, with that, just so you know, according to Kurt from Withers and Revenel, he has about 2 hours left of money that we originally earmarked to do the drawings. He said to me today he might have enough to redo this concept drawing for the corral. And if he doesn't, he might go over an hour, which is $110. So I would need your okay if he goes over that hour to pay an additional $110.
Have you got that money in your budget?
I think so. I don't know how much that fence is going to cost.
Carlo, has he got that money in his budget?
Well, as we sit here right now, yes. But yeah, I think something to consider.
The bare budget's more money.
I think, you know, what that fence is going to cost, I think is an important part of this whole thing.
Because he's going to redo a drawing, and I don't want to stop him and say, no, I have to go back to council and wait another month. He might do it within the 2 hours, he said, if we don't come up with anything wild, and he'll redo this on paper as it is, so we could give it to Sonny, and it would be something that we would
go with.
But we also have to deal with DOT. DOT is going to be a little bit more detailed on this end. So I don't think they have to have a minimum and maximum turning radiuses and all that.
What's that?
DOT, they'll need a real drawing with all
the... You're talking about access from K Avenue? Yeah, they'll have to have some drawings on that. We can take a look and see what we're going to do.
If you want to hold off on giving me okay to get the extra time, you know, let them use up to 2 hours, let them come up with a drawing, and at that point, I'll come back to council and ask for extra money, if we have it, if he needs to do the drawing the right way.
I think it's basically just going to be a driveway permit, more or less, going in, so that's something we can look at.
Well, in my opinion, the corral's most underused asset the town has, so if Sonny and Dennis and Harold and everybody are fine with this, and I would certainly go along with it.
That's good to me.
Okay, Mr. Keener's in deep thought over here. Hold on a minute.
No, that's fine.
Do you need a Crayola?
I'm just trying to... The changes you're going to make is the K Avenue entrance, that's what you might have him working on?
No. He's going to redraw this when we tell him that it's okay to redraw it.
For what?
For making an entrance on K Avenue. Now we have to go to... I have to get your approval to go to DOT and start the paperwork with DOT to make an entrance there. That's another approval I would need.
DOT is coming down in March.
In March,
right.
But we might
already... And the last time, Sonny, when we met with him and we discussed using the entrance, did he say we couldn't do it? Or he wanted us to try to get to use the same one as the AT&T?
No, I don't think he ever said that we couldn't do it. I don't know if we ever brought that up to where we said that we wanted to do that. I know we talked about that.
Yeah, we did bring it up, but he walked all the way from it,
so I don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, we did talk to him about that, and the only thing he cared about was having... He didn't realize that KMU had a turning lane in the middle. That's what he was concerned about, and there was a turning lane. So he, you know. No, I would just like to see if we could start the paperwork with DOT, so if he does come in March, maybe that paperwork would already be started in the system. So, you know, if I need approval from you to go ahead.
I thought we were Utes.
Utes, too. Don't waste time, I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right. Do you like a motion for us to accept this parking plan?
With exception.
With exceptions, yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion? Any further discussion?
Can I clarify? Are the exceptions to remove the fence and the planter bed and have an access off of K Avenue?
The exception would be to have the exit off of K Avenue. The planter and the fence will be gone.
Yeah,
we're going to take that out. The exception is having the entrance on K Avenue.
Sonny, is there any stormwater? I know there's some drains over there. Is there anything we need to look at before we start driving across that thing?
No.
We good?
Also, you know, in one of our plans, we had a sidewalk there, and that also is DOT. So that might all come together where the sidewalk would be close to the entrance.
Okay.
Right now, we just don't know.
Well, Tony, I think you've got to go ahead and
okay.
Everybody in favor, signal saying aye.
Opposed. Okay, also, for lighting, I need your approval to contact Progress Energy to look at lighting at the two sites. They called me back, they gave me a number. It would have to be a town representative that have to call Progress Energy to get the ball started. They would come out and look at whatever poles we have, where we have to add poles, and how much it would cost. So I need approval to start looking at lighting.
Can I make a motion to let him?
I make a motion to start working on lighting, please.
Okay.
Second that. The discussion, when you talk to Progress Energy or whoever they are this week, let's get a cost for what it's going to
cost. Yes. In other words, I called up, they gave me a number, but they said that either the town clerk would have to call, which is fine. I have the number, I'll go with Nancy tomorrow.
she'll make the inroads to them and see where that leads.
The other thing that I would like to make sure before we put any
checking with the
residents of Axel to contact by letter.
Yes. No, I understand that. Just that we have to get started to see what kind of light to put into that letter.
But I think the neighbor's input is important.
Absolutely.
And with that said.
Okay. And the only other thing that we have is the boardwalk going south of the pier. We're making progress with it. It's slow progress. We're making progress, and that's the only thing I can say right now. Or if Andy has something else to say about the boardwalk, I know everything.
Turn it over. Andy will turn it over to you for what you have what's come to light.
Well, it's like I told you at the last month's meeting. All these maps are like treasure maps. The first part, like the South Wind Motel down here, Jerry Pilcher's property, that was a description to the high water, mean high water mark, which is written description overrides a map that's recorded, which has never been used, and that has never been used, ever. That was put in there by Lawrence Carey when he approved the town being incorporated in 1947. There are, only way that you could get that would be either Jerry Pilcher decides to be generous and let the town have it, or he's got issues also. Just like everybody on the oceanfront has issues. We, originally in 1995, got all these easements for the beach renourishment. Now, the property owner can't impede anything that will bring that project to a halt. That is, they can't put anything out there. But some of those easements were in the high water mark because the erosion of the south end has cut in an arc eating westward. So when the easements were obtained and they put that fill out there, that was done by hydraulics. And it was done with public funds. There is a statute in North Carolina, 146-6F, that says that any project that's undertaken on the beachfront where they use hydraulics to gain land or accretion of land or whatever, then belongs to the sovereign state of North Carolina and to the people of North Carolina. So you've got a bugaboo of problems there. It will never happen. Not in my lifetime anyway.
And we hope you live for a long time, Andy.
Whatever you would like us to do, we would be more than happy to do.
Did the council request this originally? Or?
No,
the committee did.
Well, council gave me permission to
research. Right. It was asked of us to look at that, and then I think we needed commissioners to ask permission to go ahead with it. And you gave me permission to begin researching that. It's up to you, whatever, if you want to keep trying and look in other areas, or that's whatever you like, I would be more than happy to do.
I read the statute with Andy with the state today, and it's in the books, you know, in the committee room here, and it's pretty black and white to me that unless we're willing to spend a tremendous amount of money, that we're going to be spinning our wheels for a long time.
Okay. That's right.
I will add also that I was reminded by Lee Wren to communicate that when we had all these people that we were brought up to town hall to sign these easements, they had concerns about the town putting anything out there. And that council assured them that it would never happen. So the dignity and honor of the town is at stake also.
What you said, Don.
I'd like to make a motion to table this project indefinitely. I didn't say to stop it completely, I just said table it indefinitely.
Any discussion?
I'm going to wait for Andy Dines.
Yes, Dave.
I now request my withdrawal. Thank
you, Dave. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Oh, I made your day, huh?
All right. Item number three. Citizen Budget and Finance Committee recommends appointment of Charlie Allow. And as you all know, we always try to have at least two applications, but this is the only application. And his application is in your info packet. Charlie's not here tonight. He didn't travel much tonight. But
I'd like to make a motion that we
thank you for coming.
Make him a member of the Citizens
Budget. What, Nancy, do we need to make the first motion to override right. our...
You can do it all together.
Okay.
And override our
commitment for two. Commitment for two. All right. And Chuck, you seconded the motion?
Yes.
All in favor? Any discussion, Barry?
No.
I'd like to say he came to the last Finance Committee meeting, and I've worked with Charlie some in the past, and I was very pleased with his comments and his input, and I think he's going to be a valuable member.
He's got a lot of history that he can bring to the table. I think it'd be a great asset. You may want to borrow Chuck's hearing
aid. That's victory in that gallery.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, Charlie is approved. I didn't hear you say anything, Mayor Bruce.
Aye.
You getting a week over there?
Aye.
Yeah. Resignation of Bob Simons from the Parks and Recreation Committee. We tabled this in January. I'd like to table his resignation for another month.
I second that.
Why don't you table it longer than that?
Whoa. Wait a minute here. Why are we tabling it for another month first? Dean, you're the one that drew up all these rules and regulations and everything else about property ownership and rights and they have to be on... live in the town, and so we...
Well, Barry, the biggest reason I would like to table it is he is by far one of the best committee chairmen I've ever seen operate.
Secondly,
the reason that he's no longer a property owner was not of his own accord. And thirdly, until we get all of this parks and recreation stuff up and running over here at the park, I would like to keep him on. I don't want to change horses in the middle of the street.
Well, I understand that, but let's not make any special exceptions here.
I think he can be very, very helpful during
our budget. I know, and he's a good...
During our budget preparations this spring, I think he can be extremely helpful.
I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is if we make a rule, we need to abide by it.
and our mayor was one of the primary people that made this rule, correct?
And we've made a rule about having two applications at a time, but we've continually rescinded that rule, Barry.
Right.
Nothing's chiseled in stone except that monument down there in front of Big Daddy's.
I just want to make sure that we understand, we all understand the temporary situation.
All in favor, say aye. Motion. I literally have second. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
For 1 month, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Is that unanimous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Chuck, you want to take item five for Jim, or do you want me to do it? I'll give you a chance back.
At the retreat, we discussed all the different committees and went over all the committees, and Jim brought up each and every committee as to whether we should continue on or not, because there were some that had been not used, been delayed and put to the side. And he recommended we disband the Oceanfront Park because it's finished, it's what it's supposed to do. He recommended that the Economic Development Committee be eliminated because it has been eliminated, and the Hall of Fame. He recommended those three, and I think we had a consensus at the retreat by the council that that's what we would do.
There was not a vote, it was just a consensus,
right.
So that's
right.
What we're... That's what I hear now.
I make a motion that, we do the first bullet point right there. Disband the OMP, Hall of Fame, Economic Development Committees.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Oh, yes.
You sure? That's your word. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
The next thing that was suggested, and thank you for that also, there was discussion between the chairmen of some of the committees of the communications. It's been difficult. I'm not going to tell them what the other committees are doing. So they decided, the idea came up that we would hold quarterly meetings with the chairpersons of all committees. And the ones that were there agreed to that. And then also to designate a commissioner to organize that and to attend it. And I had make a motion for Kim Dugan to do that. They ate some.
I'll second the motion. This is pretty much a no-brainer. Any further discussion?
I do have a request that kind of carries over in something that we'll be talking about at the end of the meeting, and that is, this is mainly so the committees can communicate with each other, but if any of our committee chairs or vice chairs happen to be attending, one of the things I would like to ask Jim to do is talk to them about communication between the committees and the council, because some committee chairs don't even own computers, let alone have email addresses. They're out of state, they're inaccessible. How would they like for us to best communicate with them? Because I know a lot don't pick up their mail or read their email. What is the best way for us to communicate with them, even if it's an individual request?
I have three committees, and I don't have a problem. So there are some other committees that we do have a problem with.
Yeah.
And the liaison not able to communicate with?
No, I'm not talking about the liaison. I'm talking about if we want to submit something to them.
That's what the liaison.
Is it best? Well, which one? I would just like for them to discuss it. And if it's best to every single solitary thing go through the liaison, which, let me give you an example. I did not want to do this, but the Stormwater Committee would like very much to have more communication with Sunny. The liaison to the Stormwater Committee is not the liaison to Public Works. That committee does not know how to communicate with Public Works because the Public Works liaison does not come to their meeting. I'd like for them to talk about how we can better communicate. And there's always room for improvement, no matter how perfect everything is.
More cookies and ice cream, I think.
Thank you.
Depends on what kind of ice cream.
Well, you might have to be there to check it out. You know, that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, getting back to what was on the agenda for this moment here about holding the quarterly meeting, so I have a motion.
I make a motion that we do the second bullet point there and hold quarterly meetings with the chairman of all committees.
And can you add Jim Dugan would be the liaison to that group?
And
is that good with you? I mean,
hey, he's not here. That's when he gives responsibility.
Okay, we will change the stormwater
liaison.
No, he's the chairman.
I'm going to object to that, but just hope so it's in the minutes. I can tell him I said that.
We'll teach you to be sick.
No, it's nothing to do with stormwater. It's to all the quarterly meetings.
All right, so the motion is to the meetings and for Jim, right?
Right. Yeah. Did you get that?
I second that.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
We'll teach him to this.
Ryan, maybe you know what this next one is about the revised mission statement?
There's one in your packet for Parks and Rec, and there's one in front of you for beautification that they submitted.
And he was just wanting to ask us to accept those.
Mm-hmm.
You have any problem with them? They're ready to go.
Parks and Rec, kind of consolidated theirs a bit. Beautification, I think they tried to. I think it took one line out.
I haven't seen any of them.
They both seem rather lengthy.
Yeah, we're talking about one or two sentences that committee members, if I were to walk up to Ann and say, what is the mission statement for the marketing committee, she would be able to tell me just like that. If anybody can remember all of this, that would be great. But this is more of a job description than it is a mission statement.
I make a motion we table that third.
Well, I think Parks and Rec can be accepted. As a liaison, their new one will be create park settings and provide recreational opportunities to Fury Beach residents and improve their quality of life. I mean, that's just better.
Nice and that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay. Then I'll take that motion back. I will send that motion.
We will. Can I have a motion to accept the new mission statement from Parks and Rec?
I'll make that.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And can I have a motion to table or ask beautification to revise the mission statement to be more concise and compact form?
Second. Make a motion.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
That's Chuck's forte.
Yeah, he's letting us pray.
That's right.
He's
been slack.
Item number six is a reappointment of the terms to be expiring on the Board of Adjustment. It's in your pack. The Harry Humphries, Peter, and Charlie all would like to continue to serve on the BOA. I think they've done an excellent job. They have educated themselves with the help of the town. I think they should continue in this. They do not have a liaison, so do I have a motion to accept their...
I make a motion to accept their continuation on the Board of Adjustment.
And reappointment. Do I have a second to accept their reappointments?
Did you name all three? You only named two.
Harry Humphries, Peter Bolter, and Charlie Allen.
There you go. Bolter you didn't name.
Well, I said Peter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do I have a second?
First thing, please.
Second.
You're calling there.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, Nancy, do you want to do this, or would you like one of us to do item 7?
Oh.
Just a synopsis real quick.
That's the next one.
We have a planning board member.
Yeah, but he's usually lethargic by this time. Can you wait?
We actually have two.
Oh.
Yeah. Just a matter
of... But Nancy can do it.
Just a matter of rescheduling for next month's hearing.
Well, yeah. They've requested a public hearing rescheduled for next month for the sign ordinances.
This is what he presented last month, right?
What he did.
Well, this is what was supposed to go on. This
he didn't get it to Nancy in a form that she could advertise, so that's why I had to.
I make a motion that we hold their public hearing March 15th at 6:30 p.m. to hear comments on proposed amendments to the sign ordinances.
Second.
Any discussion?
What time is that?
6:30. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Wait a minute. Is that before the council meeting?
First item on your agenda.
First item.
Okay. Good.
Discussion and consideration of department head business. Harlan, you're up.
A little soft shoe.
I have four items. First one being some budget amendments that we have in front of you. Just normal operating expense items that the original budgets were insufficient. So we've proposed these amendments. I don't know if anyone has any questions. I think they're fairly straightforward.
Remember, this is the man. We said a $60 phone bill was less than a $35 phone bill, so.
Depends how
you give him a break.
Well, now, wait a minute. I got one question regarding that. Are you getting the $60?
I don't know what I'm getting. Am I getting $60?
Good. I'd like to see your phone records.
Oh, okay. You can.
Like the county commissioner?
You can, yeah. There's nothing on there that they... Arlen?
Would you like to explain this very briefly so our audience would...
Yeah, it's just part of our monthly review of our operating budget and where we maybe have some, like I said, the insufficient line items. The original budget was not enough, so... This is a proposal to increase those. We've done a number of them during the course of the year. And in each case, it's just allocating funds from other sources to use to cover those budget inadequacies.
But this is the budget amendment. We're not talking about police vehicles right now.
Correct.
Yeah, that was added.
Right.
That was added.
Yeah. This is just the first bullet point.
Arlen, franchise tax, this comes up every year. Somebody wants.
We're right on budget amendments right now. You're on budget amendments right now.
Well, I thought we were through with that. Yeah.
You got to approve them.
You haven't voted on it.
Oh, okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Motion by Commissioner Swearingen and seconded by Commissioner Miller. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
The next item I had was a RFP for audit services. We've been our current auditors for 6 years at this point, so it's probably a good time to go through the RFP process and see what we get back. So looking for your approval to start that process.
I'd like to make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Keep rolling, Harvey.
Okay.
You got one more to go wrong.
The next item, it's actually a proposal. I had spoken with this CPA firm, Robert Siegel, CPA firm, that actually does some other work for the county in regards to sales tax, trying to find more revenue. He had a proposal that he would review the electric company franchise taxes that we receive and to also look for improper coding, I guess, of location in particular by the electric company, that maybe there's more revenue out there that the town's entitled to. And his fee, if he finds nothing, we've incurred no expense. If he finds something and we actually recover, get that additional revenue, he gets 50% of that revenue for the first 2 years. Cool. But again, if he finds nothing...
Is there a cap on that?
No.
He, and Jim's not here, of course, and I know he's sick, but this young man, or gentleman, has appeared before council several times.
I thought we used it one time.
No, never.
From discussion, I believe it must have been discussed before council at various points in time.
Yeah, he's.
The way I look at it, it's almost like a no-lose proposition, because if he finds additional revenue, even if we get 50% of it, it's better than where we are right now, which is if we won't have any of it.
So it's your recommendation to move forward with this?
Yeah, so he also pointed out that it might be important to, if we're going to do this, to do it as soon as possible because of the potential merger with Duke Power and Progress Energy. That after that point in time, this may be extremely difficult to do.
Any? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we follow Harlan's recommendation.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Harlan, now you're.
Okay, and the last item is the resolution for financing of two police vehicles. I put out the proposals to a couple different banks. The best I got back was from BB&T at 2.69% for 4 years. So my recommendation there is that we accept that proposal. And
that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's still a pretty good rate. It's slightly higher than what we got back in September, October, but I think at 0.2% higher. It's still a very good rate.
You have some comment?
Well, these are new, right?
Yeah.
These are from the dealer, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So what's his 0%? Is he sending the dealer
fund? Well, he had to buy them through the municipality plan, for lack of a better term, I guess.
So we're still.
He's tried to use the level 4 dealership, but he gets a better deal from John's Ford Action.
Yeah, I mean, the price of the car seems very good. It's two cars, two brand new cars for less than $60,000. That includes
the cameras and
$5,000 plus of.
He's been questioned on this several times, Chuck, and the John's Ford people. I think they specialize in cop cars, so he gets the decal and all that.
It's all included in the price. So once they take possession, I mean, it's outfitted, ready to use at that point.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we follow Arlen's suggestion about the police car accusation. Accusation.
I have a motion to approve resolution R-03.
That would be Andy, right?
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Arlen, anything else?
No, I think that's it for now.
I think we'll skip the building department.
Thank you, Arlen.
Chief, have you got anything in the fire department?
I have one quick thing.
Yes, sir.
Y'all look very nice up there tonight. I've been here for the last couple of meetings.
You can tell the budget.
Just want to come in and say, hey, if y'all have any questions about anything going on in the public works department, I'd be glad to sit here and talk to you about it.
What a
yes, sir. Way.
You looking for a raise?
No. I guess that some of you have read about the water situation Carolina Beach is in, and Jim Dugan and I have had had a meeting with Kate Fair and Carolina Beach, talking over some stuff. And we want just let me know when you want to sit down and talk about the water, and I'll be glad to talk to you for hours if you want to.
But your recommendation is we don't need to get involved.
Yeah. Is it really that much of a big change to the way we've been operating?
That's according to what you're talking about. I'm not sure what your question is.
Well, we supply it. We have our own water supply.
Right, yeah. And that would be my recommendation to town council, too, is to keep on doing what we're doing. I can supply y'all with answers to any of the questions on the water as far as supplies, all that stuff, and where we're sitting as far as the future and whatever. So
our storage and ability to pump her.
Oh yeah.
Seeing what we need.
Yeah, we're
sitting in a good place.
Luckily, knock on wood, we're in good place. So at least till I get out again for a year, and then we'll. next 20 or 30, 40 years anyway, we should be in great shape and on the water side. So. But I may put together a little fact sheet for you and get it to you so you can take a look at it in case some citizens take it and you'll have some answers for them.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to say when we were working on the 5-year capital plan, you did an excellent job with everything you submitted. I learned so much, and I think the citizens that were there that day when he had it on the second time. Really learned a lot, and I really appreciated everything.
Well, you knew, I knew that I was going to like you, so that's good. I appreciate that. Whatever you need, you let me know.
Well, then I'll give you a thank you.
Really, the reason I came up here was that it's in time for us to advertise again if we decide to do the free weekend pickup. I mean, the free pickup for the trash that we usually do, where we have to in the last 2 or 3 years. We're going to try to make sure that we advertise a month and a half prior to, give everybody a chance to get down, the people that don't live here year-round, to get down and get their stuff together so they can get it out for us. Now, there was some talk about possibly not doing that in the future, I think last year or year before last, but we decided to go ahead and do it last year. I just wanted to bring it back up, make sure nobody's changed their mind on that. We'll go ahead and plan on doing that. Looks like the second week in April. We're going to be pretty busy in April. And that looks like the week that we'll probably go ahead and set it up for.
Nancy, can we coordinate this with the newsletter? When's the next newsletter supposed to go out?
March.
Okay. So I'd like to make sure this is in the next.
It'll actually be the first.
We'll
it'll be the first of April. Yeah.
It'll be. Do you want to stagger a week so we get the newsletter out first?
Yeah, second week because third week is I think Easter, or is it Easter? And the fourth week we have Spring Festival, so it's going to be a busy April.
I think that's the best way.
We can start putting it in the Thursday.
Income tax.
Yeah. Yeah, because they'll just barely get the newsletter before
we'll also advertise it.
Yeah, I've already had questions about it, so.
Will it be anything other than, brush and nature stuff? Or
the same stuff that we pick up on normal pickup, on Thursday pickup days, will be exactly the same stuff.
Nancy, do we need to try to get the newsletter out a couple days earlier than usual?
We can.
Because in the past, I know some of the residents said that they did not know about it until they got the newsletter. It was kind of close on the time.
Right. Which we did advertise in the Star News. We advertised in the Island Gazette and also on our website. So last year, and so I don't know.
Well, it was out of the counter. It was all.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Do we need a 5-minute break, or do you want to keep going?
How far are we from?
One other thing I would suggest, if you want to take it into consideration, we have more than 550 members on the Chamber of Commerce now, and another place to advertise that for Cutie Beach residents would be at the Chamber, because they reach a whole branch of people that we don't touch.
We have 550 members in the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Man, we need to start getting them to do something down here. We're like,
excuse me, what
trash pickup or something,
don't
we?
There you go.
Don't I do it all?
Trash pickup. Don't bring any trash down here with them. All right.
How about Eddie can get that organized? What do you think?
Tell me what you need.
I'll get it.
I'd like you to. Yes, right. Tell me what you need.
Discussion and consideration of old business item number one, Mr. Dubin's update on Elgin Front Park. You didn't have anything, did you, Herb?
No, he didn't.
No fire.
Would you like to say something? Emily would like to talk.
Do what?
I wanted to tell him the same thing I told Sonny. His, obviously, the fire department doesn't have many things to have to consider as Sonny does as far as vehicles, but the job he did on his was absolutely excellent, and I've been using his as a model to go by for all the rest of the departments and the committees.
And that's what I did on mine. I used
that. Yes, I want you to know your tax truck was number one.
I will tell y'all, we had a run right before the council meeting, and it was to Gary Owens. For anybody that knows Gary, he's not doing real well. The transport is not the.
Yeah, he's moving all that slow.
He used to be our feature nourishment person.
Yes.
Really good one.
Anyway, Gary Owens. But that's all I have.
Oakshire Front Park, who wants this? Chuck, you want it?
No, I don't know.
We're in the permitting stage, and we have a hold up with the stormwater permit. We had to change permit process from a new permit to a modified permit, and we're kind of stuck in that process right now, waiting on the state permitting people. Once we get that, hopefully by the end of February, then we can submit the CAMA permit, and then we can submit the RFP for a contractor. I'm thinking work's probably not going to start until late April or possibly even May at this stage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any questions for me?
When does it have to be done?
Stormwater grant. We have to be under contract by April, and we have to be finished by September. That's our biggest deadline right now. So we're really pushing the stormwater people to get us what we need.
Thank you.
Item number two, Commissioner Swearingen.
Yes, and despite what Tony says, this is not my strategic plan. This is the town's strategic plan, and I'll take the council hat off right now. You know, originally the finance committee had talked about the strategic capital plan, and we were going to take this in baby steps. And I think what we have for the capital plan so far is very, very good. And maybe next year when the new council comes on, we can move to expanding the strategic plan to other things other than just capital expenses. But right now, we have not finalized our mission statement or the vision statement. And I'd like to recommend that we wait until we finish our budget session before we really talk about our vision, because it might involve looking at the economic situation over the next 5 years. But meanwhile, I would like for us to look very seriously at the mission statement. And Chuck and Jim submitted ones, and the group here talked about them and revised them. And I submitted a report to all of you, which is in your box out there, but you may have an extra one if you want. Is that one to Chuck or to you?
You've got
freedom. On the second page, you know, it indicates that.
Thank you.
And I would like to know from you if you would like for a couple of the council members to get together and, you know, sort of finalize a recommendation they can bring to you next week, or would you like for me to work with them to finalize one, or what is your pleasure?
I'm going to catch the flu from you.
Maybe Maybe I could talk to you first while he's getting well.
Okay. A phone conversation.
Yes, a phone conversation. And meanwhile, if the two of you have any comments, I don't think it would take long at all to mesh their ideas and put something together that's fairly complete.
Thank you.
And you'll see it again, all of the, when I put these in the department heads' mailboxes too, but you'll see at the end as far as the strategies, what the main things were that you came up with in priority order, with the fire truck being first and going on through, and including new chairs for Ann and Jerry and Alan to sit in, although he probably needs a recliner back there. Okay.
Thank you. Then he would go to sleep.
Discussion and consideration of new business, Emily, you're up again.
Okay, communication, once more. I know I'm the new kid on the block, and you guys have, I understand, talked about this before, but it particularly hit home while we were doing the strategic plan. I need to know from the four of you, including Jim, what is your preference? When I have something that I really need to get to you, is it better to put it in your mailbox? Is it better, because lots of people only check their mailbox once a week or less, is better to email you because some people don't check their emails at all? At what point do I need to call you and say, check your emails or check your box, which I have done, and people still haven't done it. And you have mentioned how we haven't really read our agendas until just a few minutes before the meeting starts. I'm also concerned if this is what's happening with any of our residences or committee members who want to contact us. What, and even if we have to do this on an individual basis, what is the best way for us to communicate with each other?
Well, I just checked this. I have 103 telephone messages today. So mine will be the telephone.
Okay.
The town email comes right here in my pocket.
There you go.
Okay.
The phone is the best way to get a hold of me.
See you later, Harold.
Thanks.
Okay. That was my main concern, being able to get things.
I can't speak for Jim, but I can always get him on the phone. He'll call me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to go over and knock on his door.
Well, you throw a rock at him, we'll get you a bag of rocks.
That's all.
Jerry, bring a load of rocks.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Item number two, extension of water bus service.
Big rocks.
From Wilmington to Cary Beach.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you have something else to add?
Yes, because one of the questions I had asked a couple of weeks ago, and one of the Nancy's also asked, I don't know if they received a response, but I haven't. I need to know about Polar Plunge on Saturday because I have to write up the list for the MC to introduce everybody. You don't have to come, you definitely don't have to plunge, but I need to know whether to add your name or delete your name from that list. They will be introducing dignitaries at 1:15, and I believe all the Carolina Beach Council will be there except maybe one.
Well, I had planned on being there, and I thought Dean was going to do the plunge, right?
Not the way I feel now. Yeah. We're all taking medicine now.
Do the doggy plunge?
I did dog.
No.
Well, I walk into the water, then you'll run the other way. But I don't think I'm going to. I've been taking medicine for sore throat here.
Well, maybe we can get Andy to do the plunge.
Yeah. Can I wear my phone?
Can be pushed.
Yeah, that's up to Carolina Beach. They allow fogs.
No, I wouldn't tell my wife to.
Bring her with you. These four will be there.
Yes. drinks on you, Eric.
Extension of the Wade bus service. This is on here. I was at the MPO meeting and discussed with the members, which they have a sitting member that's from Wade, how I could not understand why Brunswick County had Wade Transit buses running through it and we can't get it done here. Mr. Barfield, the chairman of the county commissioner, said that we could get it, but we were going to have to kick in some money. And to save that, since we are paying more than our fair share of county taxes, I think this is something that we need to go to the county with. If you would like to have bus service out here in unison today, to make it perfectly clear that we think we're paying enough taxes that we don't need to be paying for bus service.
I agree.
So do I.
Do I have a... Okay. Right, and that was my... That was
can it. Can we send them a letter stating that?
Well, they're going to come down and present it. They're going to have a presentation for us. So I think the letter might be a bit premature. A little bit of a horse and pony show, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
You know when that might be?
They're trying to get it ASAP, and we, but I'll check at the next meeting and see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was council consensus for you to go to the county commissioners?
No, the consensus was we will let sleeping dogs lie until they do their presentation, and then we will, and then we'll get a letter together to tell them we don't think we need to. Because I think, you know, we're paying an unfair amount of taxes. That's my opinion. Sticking to it. All right, item number 3. Ms. Warrington wants to travel. She was lost a while ago. Okay, where do we go from here?
No.
You said that where we go from here, then we want to go somewhere.
Okay. Could you take this down to Nancy and Arlen and our attorney? Thank you. Okay, let's see. All of us received this memo about the National League of Cities Congressional City Conference. And so I started doing some research on it. And no one from the town of Cary Beach has attended, apparently, since Betty was mayor. And Carolina Beach is a member of the National League of Cities. They went out to San Antonio last November, and I think Joel went to the last one they had in Colorado. They are not going to this one because Joel and Tim and Bob Lewis are getting together to converge on Washington on their own, mainly to talk about inlets, but also beach renourishment. Otherwise, they would be sending someone to this one, probably sending someone to this one. And I checked, and there are a considerable number of small towns in North Carolina that do attend this. I feel like it would be very valuable to see what's going on. I listened to the president's speech today, and he did say that any bills that came to him with earmarks, he would veto. I hope he does understand that beach renourishment is an earmark, and that's extremely important, I believe, to the council, or at least the majority of us. Some of the FEMA funds are earmarked. If we ran into trouble with a hurricane, may or may not be available to us. And I would just like to know firsthand more about what's happening, what things are looking at like up there, and have an opportunity to talk to our delegation about what our priorities are, which I would like for all of you to share with me, not necessarily right this minute. I also feel like it would be very valuable to be able to network with other small towns and find out what's happening with them and how they're handling things. And they do have a workshop specifically for small towns. I've put in here what their basic agenda is. I put in here some cost, but in talking to another one of their representatives today, I did find out that I can receive a first-timer, or, you know, I can charge the first-timers registration, which is about half the regular registration, without having to join the National League of Cities. So you can subtract the 263, although that's compared to the thousands of dollars that other cities are paying to join. That's not very much, but I would frankly like to wait until I know more about the organization and see how they operate before making a final decision on that. So it's closer to 1,700 rather than 2,000. I just feel like it would be very, very valuable to us, particularly this year with the economic situation the way it is and changes going on in D.C. And I've cut 2 days off of it already, but would like to attend.
And you would like?
Oh, let me tell you. We do not have any travel money left in our budget. And in fact, we don't have any money left in our council budget, period. We did, however, spend $1,100 of our money on the disc golf and $1,000 that came back to us from the aquarium we spent on the employee luncheon. If we had left those things in our budget, we would have enough money to cover this. But right now, no, we do not have enough money in the budget to cover it.
What was the $1,100 coming out of council for golf and everybody?
It was
$900.
And what was a budget amendment that was recommended by, I think it was when Tim was still here, to move that money from travel, council travel budget, to the two gentlemen that designed the disc golf course.
Back in August or something.
Yes.
I might
add a little bit to this. Years ago, I used to attend this on behalf of Carolina Beach when I was their attorney. And I attended Curie Beach also, but I kind of split it. I paid part, the town paid part. But it's interesting. You learn a lot, but it would behoove you, if you're going to go, is to make arrangements ahead of time to meet with our congressman and what have you, and tell him about your concerns about the beach renourishment and all that, because that's what this is for. They know you're there, and you go there for that specific purpose. They pay attention. The congressman will meet you in his office. Now, North Carolina used to have a group where they would have breakfast with their local congressmen and senators that would come in, and they would hold it in the Capitol building. I don't know if they still do it or not, but it's something to look into if you approve to go.
Well, I don't know if we have the money, but as far as I think Emily would be a good representative to go, and I think she'd be great to come back and be able to tell us and train us on what she found.
I had planned on going to Washington with Joel, but as far as communicating with our elected officials, I mean, anytime I call up there, they'll call back or send me an email back. So, I mean, I don't think at this juncture that we can afford, or I wouldn't, unless I pay for it myself, the $1,700. I think we can spend the money somewhere else. And I can, you know, when some of the representatives are here, we can set up a prize. I told Emily if she wants to have discussions with our elected officials when they're in the community, we can set up private meetings with them.
Well, I think this is, you know, a worthy uptaking, but my problem is we don't have the money in the budget. And I would be afraid that if we were to take $2,000 out of somewhere else, that might not be such a good example to set for the rest of our town,